I am going to tell you a story you already know. But listen carefully, because within it is one you have never heard before. The story you know is about a boy named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. You recognize his name. Even if you do not, you know him well, because you have heard his music all your life. He was here, and then gone. A brief, brilliant shard of life, a flash of stardust that ignited the sky. I knew his mind better than anyone else, understood its every winding path and quiet corner as deeply as my own. I remember everything about the way his tiny hand fit into mine, the sweep of his long lashes against his baby cheeks, the expression he would turn on me in the darkness of our shared bedchamber, his wide, fragile eyes glittering, always dreaming of some faraway place. I will tell you how the space in his small chest held so much joy and beauty that, if he wasn't careful, it might all spill out into the streets, drenching the world in too much light. He knew this, and so he held back, made rigid symmetry of the unimaginable so that the world could understand it. And for that, his music became all the more sublime. The story you have never heard is about the sister who composed beside him. In a way, you know her too, for you have also heard her music all your life. She is not the stardust, but the steady wick, the one who burns low and quiet. You do not see her by the way she lights up the sky, but by the way she steadies herself against the darkness, alone, at night, beside a window while the world sleeps around her. She writes when others do not see. By morning, none would know that her flame had ever been there. Her music is the ghost in the air. You know it because it reminds you of something you cannot quite grasp. You wonder where you have heard it before. The story you already know is set in a real land, full of real kings and castles and courts. There are long carriage rides and summer concerts, and a little boy in a royal coat. The story you have never heard is set in a dream of fog and stars, fairy princelings and queens of the night. It is about the kingdom of Bach, and the girl who found it. I am the sister, the other Mozart, and her story is mine.